Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the city of brotherly love today, Philadelphia. We are profiling the man who represents the 3rd District, which is basically West Philly, Center City, and the neighborhoods where the real Philadelphia lives. We are talking about Democrat Representative Dwight Evans.
Dwight Evans is the definition of a long hauler. He has been an elected official since 1980. Think about that. He was elected to the Pennsylvania State House when Jimmy Carter was still president. And he didn't just sit on the back bench. He became the first Black chairman of the Appropriations Committee in the state's history. For 20 years, if you wanted money for a project in Philadelphia, whether it was a library roof or a new stadium, you had to go through Dwight Evans. He was the master of the deal in Harrisburg long before he ever got to Washington.
And usually, when someone has that kind of power, they focus on the big, shiny projects. And Evans did some of that. But his signature achievement is actually grocery stores.
This is my favorite part of his bio. He realized way before it was a national talking point that food deserts were a crisis. He looked at his district and saw that people could buy liquor and chips, but they couldn't buy a tomato. So he created the Fresh Food Financing Initiative. He didn't just give away money. He set up a fund that gave loans and grants to supermarket chains. They agreed to open in poor neighborhoods. It worked. They opened nearly 90 stores across Pennsylvania. It created 5,000 jobs. It was so successful that when he got to Congress, the Obama administration basically said, "Let's copy Dwight's homework," and they turned it into a federal program. He literally invented the policy model for fixing food deserts.
Now that he is in Congress, he sits on the Ways and Means Committee, that is the Tax Writing Committee, and he has a very specific focus there, poverty busting.
Right. He is obsessed with the earned income tax credit and the child tax credit. He argues that the tax code shouldn't just be for corporations. It should be the primary way we get cash into the hands of struggling families. But he also focuses on something called middle neighborhoods. Have you heard him talk about this?
I have. It's a very specific term. He isn't talking about the poorest of the poor, and he isn't talking about the rich suburbs. He is talking about places like West Oak Lane, where he lives.
Exactly. These are the neighborhoods that are on the edge. They have high homeownership, but the houses are 80 years old and need repairs. They are safe, but crime is creeping in. Evans argues that federal policy ignores these places. We send money to the very bottom and tax breaks to the very top, but the middle neighborhoods, where the bus drivers and teachers live, get squeezed. He fights for grants to help people fix their porches and roofs so they don't sell out to flippers. It's a very block-by-block approach to stability.
He also had a big win recently with infrastructure. The Chinatown Stitch.
This is huge for Philly. Decades ago, urban planners built the Vine Street Expressway right through the middle of Chinatown. It severed the community. Evans helped secure a $158 million federal grant to basically put a cap over the highway and reconnect the neighborhood. It's part of the Reconnecting Communities program. For Evans, this is correcting a historical sin. He talks a lot about how infrastructure was used to divide minority communities in the past, and now he is using his seat to literally pave over those mistakes.
We should also mention he had a health scare recently. In 2024, he suffered a minor stroke.
He did. He was out for a few months recovering. But he came roaring back. He said the experience only reinforced his belief that health is wealth. He represents a district with some of the best hospitals in the world, UPenn, CHOP, but also some of the worst health outcomes for Black residents. So when he talks about healthcare on the Ways and Means Committee, he speaks as a patient now, too.
From the State House to the U.S. House, he is the guy who builds the grocery stores and caps the highways.
He proves that boring policy, like financing loans for supermarkets, is actually what changes lives.
That is our profile for Pennsylvania's 3rd. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.